Today's VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will discuss the ransomware attack on meatpacker JBS with Russian President Vladimir Putin at a summit scheduled for later this month. Australian and North American units of the world's largest meat plants were hit over the weekend by the organized cyber attack on its information systems. Brazil's JBS said in a statement the attack caused its Australian operations to shut down Monday. The company said it was working to resolve the incident. The attack shut down operations across several Australian states, a JBS executive told an industry news website Sunday. The world's largest meat packer has operations in Canada and the United States. Russia said Wednesday it was open to considering any request from the United States for help in investigating the cyber attack on the U.S. subsidiary of the Brazilian meat pack processor. A Kremlin spokesperson said earlier Wednesday he did expect the issue of cybercrime to come up during the June 16th summit in Geneva between Vladimir Putin and Joe Biden. Indirect talks between Iran and the United States on both countries fully returning to the 2015 nuclear deal between Tehran and major powers are expected to resume Thursday of next week, two diplomats said Wednesday. The remaining parties to the deal, not including the United States, which quit under President Donald Trump, are holding a formal meeting in Vienna later Wednesday to wrap up the current round of talks and decide when to meet again. The negotiations in Vienna began in April. Israel's parliament elected labor veteran Isaac Herzog as its 11th president Wednesday, a vote that came as opposition lawmakers scrambled to forge a coalition to unseat Benjamin Netanyahu. Herzog beat former headmistress Miriam Peretz to replace President Reuven Rivlin, who was elected in 2014. This is VOA News. A Florida man went